Okay, I do not remember her covering the Beatles. I don't remember that at all. Do you remember her covering?
No.
Esmeralda, do you remember Tiffany covering that?
No. Was that on the same album?
I'm the only one that remembers that.
You remember? Vic is the biggest Tiffany and Debbie Gibson fan on the planet.
You know what, though? I had an older sister, so she influenced a lot of my music.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of Duran Duran.
Well, see, that's acceptable.
That's George Michael.
See, that's fine.
Tears for Fears.
See?
Yeah.
All good. I don't understand the Tiffany.
I don't know what, yeah. She had a Tiffany record.
All right. But you remember her covering the Beatles.
And my sister jumping around the kitchen dancing to that song.
Okay. All right. Hey, I want to let you guys know that Mayor Emanuel is going to join Cochran in studio at 8:10 this morning. Mayor Rahm Emanuel will be in studio 8:10 this morning with Steve Cochran, and it's right before he leaves off to go to Italy. Make sure you tune in for that, 8:10 this morning. Is that you or me? My phone just buzzed.
That was you, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was me. It's Tiffany.
Oh, she's like, how do you not remember me seeing the Beatles?
I saw him standing there. I love it when a person of a different gender covers a song and then changes it. Let's see. It was Mary Sandberg, by the way, who sent me the text, and it says,
"Tiffany fan."
Why wouldn't she cover the Beatles? Clearly, you weren't a true Tiffany fan.
Like, why wouldn't she? Like, that was her.
No,
I'm not. Very influenced.
Now I have shades of Mary Sandberg, like in her teenage bedroom, singing to Tiffany in a hairbrush.
Here's the thing. When Tiffany was popular, I was in my 20s, and I'm a man. Okay, so no, I'm not the target audience for Tiffany. When she was popular, I was like 23 or 24 years old. I was a guy, and I wasn't listening to Tiffany.
So you're the reason I'm a closet Tiffany fan. People like you, Nick.
So you're blaming me.
You're a Tiffany bully.
Yeah.
How am I a bully? I said fine. I don't have anything against her. You know? Write your own songs, perhaps, some point.
Oh.
Leave Tommy James alone.
Shots fired.
And his Shondells.
Sorry to make you all those that money, Tommy.
Well, all right. Yeah, well, like Paul McCartney needed the money. For her covering that song. McCartney got an extra $20 million. That's what, McCartney earning $20 million, that's like us going, oh, yeah, I won $5 on a scratch-off. All right. Hey, look at Skip Skipley.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
It's nice of you to come back from retirement for 16 times a week.
No problem.
All right, welcome back.
Thanks.
Who are you hanging out with?
Drew Carey says hello.
Oh, Drew Carey. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Took him out for a beer because Cleveland lost.
Yeah, he probably felt pretty bad about that.
Yeah.
Did he bring along the yodeler?
He did not bring the yodeler along. Okay. I had put in a request via text.
Because that's my favorite. The yodeler, that's my favorite. Do you know what I'm talking about, Esmeralda?
Isn't that just a little
It's a little
machine?
Dude. He's a little dude that goes up the mountain and he falls off if you guessed it wrong.
I told him, bring the yodeler and I want to play Plinko. And he
got to play
both.
Plinko.
He's going to carry the machine with him.
He's going to bring the big mountain with him.
He's got Bob Barker money now. He can just bring a truck with it.
What's the name of that game? It's called, Climb Man or something.
Yep. Real catchy name.
That's Climb Man.
Climb Man. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves the game of Climb Man.
It goes in order, Plinko, then Climb Man.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two. But Climb Man is my favorite, though, because I love the and then you're like, oh no, is Climb Man gonna fall?
Is it cliffhangers?
Cliffhangers, that's it, yeah.
Are you concerned every time?
I'm concerned about Climb Man. I'm very concerned that Climb Man is gonna fall, and he's got a pick on his shoulder.
Right, well, he's got
he could get gorged by that when he falls off the cliff.
You know, I think he has a lot more to worry about, like hypothermia and...
Poor Climb Man. All right. Hey, Skip.
Hey, guys.
Are we ready to start pop-up video?
We are.
All right. I swear to God, if it's a Tiffany video, I'm going to flip tables.
No Tiffany videos right, this time right, around. Right. Although an artist we did mention earlier in the show.
Oh, boy. Well, who's first?
We'll go first with you, Mr. G.
Oh, man. All right, Skip.
We will start off with the Go-Go's. We Got the Beat. Please sing any line from that song.
Well, I can't, because, you know, when it, you know, do you feel this way when we do this? You suddenly blank on the lyrics?
No, yeah, completely.
And immediately all you can think of is the chorus.
Yeah, I actually, and then when I leave, I play the song. I'm like, how did I not remember this?
You remember last time we did this, and I had to sing the Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now? Mm-hmm. Remember I kind of blanked? And then, like, a couple of minutes later, I started reciting all the lyrics?
Right.
So
I was singing that for 3 days afterwards.
What, Hold Me Now?
Yeah.
That song rules. All right, we got the beat, we got the beat, we got the beat. Yeah, we got the beat. We got the beat. All right.
Clap really makes
wow.
it.
Thank you.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice. Go-go dancing was the craze of what decade? A, the 40s, B, the 50s, C, the 60s, or D, the 70s?
60s.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's right.
I thought that was going to be a trick.
All you got to do is watch Laughing. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
The Go-Go's came from the punk scene of what U.S. city?
Los Angeles.
That is correct.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be harder. I thought somehow it was. I'm pretty sure it's Los Angeles. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Did you say Pittsburgh?
Huge punk scene. The video for Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth was directed by what former Woody Allen flame? The video for Belinda Carlisle's Heaven is a Place on Earth was directed by what former Woody Allen flame?
The only one I know is Mia Farrow. Oh, is it what's her face with the tie and the glasses?
Yeah, what's her face
and the gloves
with the tie and the is Diane Keaton? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What's her face with
together.
The tie and the glasses? She also, but a little tidbit. She also directed a movie called Heaven, a documentary.
Hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
And if you've seen,
is the song in it?
No, you've seen my future ex-wife Madonna's movie, The Truth or Dare, right?
Yes.
Do you remember when she's getting her hair done and one of the dancers in the other room is going, "Oh, baby, do you know what that's worth?" And she's singing Heaven by Belinda Carlisle, and Madonna gets mad. It's like, why is she doing a Belinda Carlisle imitation? Because it sounded terrible.
Oh.
I love that moment. It's one of my favorite moments. Like Madonna's like, "What the hell is she doing? Oh, baby, do you know?" Okay. Sorry. That always pops into my head, always, is that scene from just like Madonna's face going, what? All right. That what, me now?
Yes.
All right.
So, extra credit portion.
Oh, boy.
Actor Adrian Zmed.
Speaking of bachelor party.
Actor Adrian Zmed was on the beat as a cop in what 80s TV show?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Shatner.
Canadian Bill?
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker is correct.
Okay. Zmed. Adrian Zmed.
All right, Esmeralda, another multiple choice for you here. Mm-hmm. A heart that doesn't keep a steady beat is said to be A, arrhythmic, B, birhythmic, C, dyspneic, D, broken.
Arrhythmic.
Arrhythmic is correct.
That's correct. Okay. Should we break here?
Yeah.
What do we got to?
Oh, we can do two more quickly.
All right, let's do them quicker.
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
Which of the following sitcoms does not take place in Los Angeles? What's Happening, Too Close for Comfort, Ellen, or Sybil? Which sitcom?
Too Close for Comfort.
That is correct.
Because it's San Francisco.
That is correct.
Okay.
And then finally, Esmeralda, What are the Beach Boys referring to when they sing about a quote-unquote Woody?
What? A surfboard.
That is incorrect.
It's a car.
Oh, okay.
Can we find out why that was on the card?
Diane Keaton? What would Diane? Woody Allen. Okay, yeah. There we go.
You mean the one with the tie and the glasses? That's you don't mean Diane Keaton.
You mean what's her face?
What's her face with the tie and the glasses? All right. Yeah. It's a video directed by what's her face with the tie and the glasses. Oh, baby, do you know? Watch that part if you watch Truth or Dare again, and you should because it's genius. My two favorite moments in the movie, well, I have many, but the parts that always kill me are Madonna's reaction to the person imitating Belinda Carlisle and anytime Warren Beatty's in the movie, and just hates the fact that he's on camera. Oh, that movie is so good. All right. Oh, we better get the cats ready.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dave Bennett.
Oh, very appropriate for the song, by the way.
Oh. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Because that song is Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul.
Oh, boy. Now, is this the one with Scat Cat Cat Man?
MC Scat Cat.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Which...
Yeah, well, that's obviously
a gimme now.
It's going to be a question. Well, all right. Well, we both would have known it anyway. We would have both known it anyway. All right, go ahead.
All right. Okay, I can only think of the chorus right now.
See, that's what it happens every time.
Yeah.
Like
you know what it is? It's because there's no music.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because usually the music, and then you just start going. Mm-hmm. But when it's just nothing. Okay. A two steps forward, I take two steps back. God. We come together because opposites attract, and you know it ain't fiction, just a natural fact. Just a natural fact. I can't remember the rest.
That was good.
Fact rhymes with attract, so I'm sure it goes right to it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
See, now I'm gonna listen to it when I get home.
Yeah.
When I go home.
I'm so glad you got that one. I, honest to God, I don't even think I could have been done. I don't even think I could do the chorus.
I like it quiet, and I love to shout. I go to bed early. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I know,
idea.
Like, little snippets. I remember snippets. I could sing it if I had the
could
music.
You sing, could you sing the one with Keanu?
No.
What
and
was
I had
that?
To.
Did you?
I did.
What's that
I
called again?
I can't remember all the
fast,
words.
Fast,
fast? Rush. I couldn't tell you the words to that, just the chorus.
All right. What am I burdened with here?
Yeah,
on this?
Yeah. Who stars opposite Paula in the video?
Scat Cat, MC Scat Cat.
they just had a cartoon cat, but yes. That.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. You should know the name. If I knew the name.
He gets credited in the, it's MC Scat Cat and Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Or is it Paula Abdul featuring?
Featuring MC Scat
it is.
Cat,
okay.
Yeah.
He is a feature.
Yeah. He can't have top billing over
just,
Paula
like,
Abdul.
Cartoon cat. Like, it's like, no.
Come
that
on,
is a pop-up
video.
A,
it's not like Tom was in it from Tom and Jerry. It's okay.
Annie Leibovitz photographed Paula with which dance icon for Vanity Fair? Annie Leibovitz photographed Paula with which dance icon for Vanity Fair?
Oh, no, I have to think.
Is that multiple
who was
choice?
Alive
no.
in the 90s? This is, I'm not sure, but Ginger Rogers?
Very close. Gene Kelly.
Ah! Gene Kelly. All right. God, I didn't know that. That was one of my favorite interviews I've ever done, Annie Leibovitz.
Oh.
She was amazing.
Interesting.
So cool. Yeah.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah.
What actor did Paula Abdul date that also had an important role in the Olsen Twins' lives? What actor did Paula Abdul date that had an important role in the Olsen twins' lives?
John Stamos?
That is correct.
That was a complete guess.
I really hope that what's his face wasn't
who Adrian's med?
No, what's the one the comedian
Coulier?
Cut it out, yeah.
Coulier.
Could you imagine? He's like, yeah, no, no. He dated Alanis Morissette and Paul Abdul. Right. Like, what is going on?
He would have been like the Adam Duritz of
right?
the early 90s.
Yeah, because he had sex with everybody on Friends.
Ugh.
Except Ron Liebman.
He has standards.
That's right. Extra credit for the majority of the ones that we have on Extra.
Oh.
Yeah, the multiple choices. All right. In which of the following species does the male carry the offspring? A, marmoset. B, seahorse. C, porcupine. D, the leaf-eating tree sloth.
Seahorse.
The seahorse is correct.
Mm-hmm. That's expounded upon in the movie Off Away We Go. With Krasinski and Maya Rudolph. You seen that movie?
I have.
It's,
I don't remember.
It's when they go and visit Maggie Gyllenhaal and her weirdo husband, and they're like, they've got the family bed, and they're laying.
Oh, right.
And there's seahorses all over the bedroom. That is such a great movie. Okay, what are we doing now?
Another multiple choice. What is the name of Henry Rush's cartoon character on Too Close for Comfort?
It's a cow. I know it's a cow.
What is all these Too Close for Comfort?
What's going on?
Pop a video. Really a, Cosmic Cow. B, Dusty Dogtail. C, Spacey Sam. Or D, Donkey Do-Right.
It's the it's the cow, the cosmic cow.
That is correct.
Monroe. That's my Ted Knight.
How did you like the when they move, when the two daughters are gone, and then it's just them in the
I don't
small
think,
town?
And then she has another baby. I think
does
at one
she?
Point, yeah. Like Nancy DeSalt has another baby, and then it just became the Monroe Show. It was just. J.M. Jim J. J. Jim Bullock.
Yeah, and then they
coming
the,
in and yelling.
The Mexican maid.
I don't remember any
who
of that.
Bought too many lotto tickets with her.
Monroe. All
right. Oh boy.
All right. Another multiple choice. This video based on what Gene Kelly movie features Jerry the cartoon mouse? A. Singing in the Rain. B. Xanadu. C, Anchors Away. D, Hello Dolly.
Oh.
This video based on what Gene Kelly movie that features Jerry
it's
the cartoon mouse?
No. is it Anchors Away?
That is correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then finally.
What?
John Stamos plays percussion in the Beach Boys Kokomo video.
No!
Which was featured in what Tom Cruise
Cocktail.
Movie? That is correct.
What is the John Stamos?
Because he was in Equestrian.
I know, but.
I don't know. Because she dated Paula.
But you keep getting them.
I got That's Adrian Zmed. No, I didn't get Adrian Zmed. You got
Too
Adrian.
Close for Comfort.
Yeah.
And John Stamos.
That's right. Well, I won. 8-4.
What?
8-4. Okay, we got a break. I'll see you tomorrow. You know who's going to be on the show tomorrow?
Who's that?
Jeff Tuckman and my future ex-wife and your best friend, Dana DiLorenzo from Ash versus Evil Dead.
Will you be maid of honor, Esmeralda?
Oh, God.
All right, we'll take a break. News is next.